Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. And time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. I love it. We got a house full because, you know, it actually gets warm in this studio because usually it's kind of cold. But we also have our friends from Samaritan Counseling and Growth here, and it's great to have everybody back. Larry, how you been?
I've been great. Thank you, Tom.
And the other Larry? I kind of feel like Larry, Daryl, and Daryl in reverse.
Mother, brother, Daryl.
And Kristen, how are you?
I am good. Thank you.
All righty. First of all, Larry Cowan, you're the executive director. What do we have going on? We have a thing called SAFE.
Yeah, SAFE. It's an event which actually has been going on for 19 years, but we've just changed the name from Daughters of Lot to sexual abuse fundraising event. So it's a great event. It provides opportunities for us to resource or provide funds for people who have been victims of abuse, sexual and physical, and so it allows us to do counseling for them that they wouldn't maybe able to afford cost of therapy.
Very good. And now, Kristen, how does this work? How does this event work?
Yeah, so like Larry said, this is the 19th year. Last year it was virtual, though.
I remember the pictures.
Yeah, we voted online. So we're happy to be back together this year. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday, February 19th. And it is at the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ. So how it works, you come in, there's about 30 minutes of what we call a sip and see. So one of the big things about this event is the decorating of tables. And we have people sign up to decorate tables. It is free to decorate. But you can come in for 30 minutes. We have Starbucks coffee and tea. And people just walk around, look at the tables, look at the different decorations, and just mingle for 30 minutes before the actual event starts.
Very good. Yeah. And how does the fundraising? People vote on their favorite tables? Is that how it works?
No, we don't vote on the tables, but it's funded by sponsorships.
Gotcha.
And then donations.
Okay.
We have a great speaker lined up this year.
Sweet.
So,
yeah.
And we've kind of redirected exactly what we've got going on as far as the speaker and this year. And Kristen or Larry can talk more about it, but We have a focus this year, and all of the money that's raised in this event is only used for people that have been sexually abused or physically abused in some way or other. So it's not used for anything else. It's restricted and dedicated specifically for people with this kind of issue.
Can you tell us about the speaker, Larry Cowan?
Yeah, the speaker that we're going to have this year is with the Catholic Charities out of Tulsa. His name is Kevin, Dean Kevin will be, Deacon Kevin, sorry, will be joining us. He works with the anti-trafficking group out of Tulsa, and that's our focus, as Larry was mentioning. That's our focus this year on anti-trafficking. Oklahoma is number four in the number of events, experiences of anti-trafficking, right behind California, Texas, and I think New York. So it's a big deal, and probably because of the way the interstates run through Oklahoma, I trust is a part of that problem. So we feel like we need to address this issue, and he is one of the spokespersons for anti-trafficking in northeastern Oklahoma. So we're excited about him coming to speak with us.
Well, Kristen, this is something that really needs to be highlighted because I'm a news guy, and you Cameron didn't pick it up, but I was shocked to hear
you know, we were too. It is such a prevalent thing in society today, and it's just not talked about that much. And I think it's something that we would like to bring awareness to. When we found out that Oklahoma was fourth, we had that same reaction. You know, that you always think it happens elsewhere and it's not going to affect you, and that's kind of what you find with counseling, is that a lot of things that you don't think will ever happen to you may end up happening to you. So it's good to have that knowledge and hear from someone firsthand. So I think Deacon Kevin Sartorius, he will be a great person to have here that we can learn from and hopefully use that knowledge to help people, maybe even within our community.
Wow. Larry Thrash, is this a ticketed event, or is this a come at the door, or how we do this?
It's a ticketed event, and I believe the tickets are $30
good.
This year. And we, you know, the thing that we look for is sponsorships for, and people to buy tables.
Yeah.
You can buy a table, and you can also decorate tables. We're looking for sponsors and decorators.
Oh, good. How do we do that?
Yeah, so the website is live. the website is live, so you can, of course, call the center, but the best way would probably be to go to the website, www.supportsamaritan.org.
Mm-hmm.
There you can choose to sponsor and decorate, just to sponsor. So it kind of lays it out. You can pick your table on there. It has the layout of the room. And you can choose that. You can put in how many tickets you need, if you just want an individual ticket. So it breaks it down, and it also, of course, tells about the event, what it goes to support. But basically, the sponsorships, you can get an individual ticket for $30. Sponsorships are $250 for four tickets, mm-hmm. or $500 or $1,000 for eight tickets, a full table.
Cool. Very good. Very good. When we hear about, of course, I'm going back to Oklahoma being fourth, we do have an interstate system that zips right through the state. So are these things just going like right under the radar, or is Oklahoma a stopping point, or how do we put the net on this?
Well, I think, first of all, we put the net on it by education.
Yeah, there you go.
We need to educate people of what's going on.
Yeah.
And also to help us, obviously, many of those people who are trafficked are women, girls. And so, we need to protect our children, protect those who are vulnerable in our culture, in our mm-hmm. society. And however, we got to do that in a lot of different ways. But I think just being vigilant to what's taking place around us and educating ourselves to, we got a problem in our neighborhood.
This is the first step. By being in attendance here, you're going to hear a lot of things that will probably shock you. But it's something that we all need to know.
It's just been amazing. That reaction that you gave, like she said, is the one we've had.
Uh-huh.
But everyone that we have told that, they go, oh, that can't be. It's Oklahoma. We don't have that problem.
Mm. You think of New York, you think of California, you say, well, yeah, well, sure.
Then right.
Those two, we're not that way.
That's right, but we are.
Right.
And so
right.
It's, again, like Larry said, it's going to shine the light on this issue that people have no idea. And my wife knows Deacon Kevin and speaks highly of him and said he will be a great speaker. So we kind of got some inside information about how good a speaker he is. It's not just someone that's going to show up. So,
well, that's good.
We're kind of excited about it. A lot of the local people know Deacon Kevin. So it's.
I'm looking forward to getting to know him.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Just one thing to note, too, tickets include breakfast. So we will mm-hmm. be serving breakfast at the event as well.
Well, super, super. And once again, where are we holding this?
Well, it's going to be held at Adams Boulevard Church of Christ.
Yeah.
And it's a big hall, big room, so people will be spread out. Well, we'll try to take care of everybody health-wise as they come in the door.
Is that over there by the hot, warm, and cold tanks?
Yes, sir,
okay.
It is. Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
Well, now you know where you're going, folks.
That's right, exactly. Yeah.
So this is really going to be great, and the date is
February 19th.
19th, okay. So we want to be there. We want to get educated, and we want to do more to stop this. You know, it's something that's unfathomable. We don't know how people get into these circumstances because most of us have never been in a precarious spot.
Right.
But the more you know, the more you can look out for people who are in trouble.
Right.
And hopefully, you know, be able to get help for them. We're probably not going to say, hey, jump in the way yourself because you're not trained.
Right.
But at least know the signs. I mean, there have got to be some clear signs, and I'm sure Deacon Kevin's going to be giving us all that information.
Right. I think it's one of the things that Samaritan does in general is we educate people.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you do.
Whether it's our
for
clients,
sure.
You know, they're coming for marital issues or depression or anxiety, we educate them on how to take care of themselves better. And so this fits right within our purview of who we are and how we function as a center.
Well, you know something on that note. Last year, when we were talking last year, everybody had face masks on. We were not this close.
Right, right.
And you were actually talking to people with telehealth.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you guys were kind of cutting edge on that.
Well, we did an awful lot of telehealth during that time. At one point, we were doing about 90% telehealth.
Yeah.
And now we've kind of backed off to probably the other way now, mm-hmm. more 90% in-house.
Mm-hmm. And speaking, where is the house?
The house is 245 Southeast Madison,
yeah.
right across from Sooner Park. It's a small building, but it's got lots
got
of
a big
room
heart.
In it. Yeah, big heart. That's right. That's right. So, yeah, we're happy to have anybody who wants to come. We'll take people on in a crisis basis. If they want to walk in the door, we'll find a place for them. We'll find a way to help them if they're in need mm-hmm. of counseling.
Now, you have a lot of help in the community, and you got two of your biggest helpers right here.
Absolutely.
And it takes a lot in order to make sure that this is a resource for all.
Right. It does. Absolutely. And it is a resource for all because people care about each other, mm-hmm. and they do want to get help. I mean, I really do think people, when they're hurting, want help. They're not trying to avoid anything. They just sometimes don't know where to go or
true.
Who to contact. But there we are. We're ready. We're here.
Well, Larry and Kristen, you've been two of the biggest cheerleaders I know.
Right.
And you've been working really hard to not only build awareness, but also to underscore the importance of the Samaritan Counseling and Growth as well.
Right. And part of what you had mentioned is one thing that the center does is we help protect the vulnerable, you know, the people who really need help.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times they don't know they need help until it's almost too late. But we're able, through our counselors there at the center, to help them through the difficult times.
Kristen, how many times has this happened since you've been affiliated with them that people said, I didn't know that was there?
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit, I think. I think until mm-hmm. you need counseling or someone's looking for it, you know, I think that happens with a lot of things in the center or in the community.
It is. It's very true.
You don't realize a lot of things that are just right under our noses, which is kind of interesting with a small town. But I think that's why we try to get the word out, so that if someone is in a situation where they need something urgently, they know that we're here and kind of what our services are.
And once again, where can we find you on the web, Larry?
The web address is...
Well, for the event. It's www.supportsamaritan.org.
Okay.
Yes, and then the actual Samaritan Bartlesville.com.
Okay, yeah, good. Right. So they can find out about the event and support,
yep.
and then at the regular. So
right.
there
right.
we go. This is good. You know, I really appreciate you coming in here. We don't get to see you but a couple of times a year, it seems like, so we got to make this a little bit more regular. But we want everybody to be there for the SAFE event that is coming up on February 19th at the Adams Boulevard Church of Christ by the hot, warm, and cold from 9 a.m. to 11. And it's $30 to get in. That includes your breakfast. And if you want to buy a table, well, we can tell you on the website just what that's going to run. And you can have pride in doing that, too.
And Tom, I think a lot of people remember what it was like 2 years ago. If they've ever been to this event, it's a really unique event because of the tables, because mm-hmm. of the decorations. And some of them just go over the top. It's something to see, if nothing else, just to go there to see the tables.
Right.
And then, of course, you just might learn something.
Absolutely.
Might learn something.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you all for being our special guest. Is there anything else you'd like to give us on the way out?
Just thank you, Tom, for having us on today.
Well, my pleasure.
We appreciate your support mm-hmm. and the station's support of Samaritan Counseling.
Well, thank you very much.
And you're part of the reason to help us get the word out about not only Samaritan, but about the trafficking and about the different issues that we face.
That is shocking. I'm going to do a little bit more research on that. Yeah. This is going to be a news story, by the way, as well as just putting up there on the Facebook there.
Good.
So we're going to tell folks about the event and the why for
yeah.
the event.
Yeah.
The why
Great.
And the how, and let's find an answer. Thank you all for being with us today on Community Connection.